good. Amen. I want to be blessed of God. Let's turn over to Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22. And you are blessed of God. And sometimes people will use that expression, and Judy sparked that thought in my mind, so I was just looking on my phone a little bit, and they'll say, I'm blessed of God and highly favored. Well, where do they get that? They get that from the book of Luke, whenever the angel came and spoke to Mary. She was blessed of God and highly favored because God had chosen her for a special task, for something special. And so can we really say, we can all say we're blessed of God, but can we say we're highly favored? I mean, it would be debatable. You get into the theologians, the ones that study the Bible and look at that, and the highly favored ones definitely would be Mary and those that had a special task that was given to them by God. I would classify that as highly favored. But God wants to bless us. And what's blessing? When it comes to God, Proverbs 10:22 is where we're going to start. Blessing, whenever we look at it from the perspective of God, it's a special favor, it's mercy, or a benefit from God upon us. That's what a blessing is. And a lot of times when it comes to blessing and being blessed by God, we want to think in financial terms. We want to think that if we do something, God is going to give back to us. And there's scriptures that we look up in the Bible, and I might have some of them written down here tonight, that if you will give, that God will cause men to give unto your bosom, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall God cause men to give unto you. But we're going to look at that tonight and see what that was really talking about, because in reality, a lot of times when we use that scripture, not to say that God isn't going to bless us financially. I don't want you to misunderstand that, because he will. But we need to look at the context of what he was talking about when he says, given it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall God cause men to give into or unto your bosom. And we like to think, well, that's an offering. If I give a good offering, God's just going to bless me in ways of tangible things that I can receive them. That is part of it, but that wasn't the main message that Jesus was given in the book of Luke chapter 6. But in Proverbs chapter 10, in verse 22, Lord, we pray that you will help us tonight as we share these thoughts from your word, yes. God. Lord, we want to be blessed by you. We want to receive your blessing, God. We thank you for it in your name, Jesus. Amen. Proverbs 10:22 says, The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and addeth no sorrow therewith. And we read that, and many times our minds automatically go to the blessings, the tangible things. God gives me things. And I've even used this illustration, but in reality, taking this scripture out of context, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, he addeth no sorrow therewith. And so that means if I stand up and say, God blessed me, and I'll use this as an example, God blessed me with a new vehicle, and I got a lot of payments that go with it, and then I struggle to make those payments, and so then how can I say that that's a blessing from the Lord? Because the scripture said, the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow therewith. But that would be my interpretation of it. That's not the true interpretation of what that is talking about. Although I like that concept, it's not wrong. It's a principle of God's word. If God blesses you with something, it's not going to be a burden to you. It's not going to be a heartache to you. If God blesses you with something, you're not going to go into bankruptcy over it. How can you say that that's the blessing of the Lord? Yeah. But the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow therewith. And so what is the blessing of the Lord? That becomes the question to us in many of our minds, because we've been trained that way, we've been taught that way, we like to think that way. We think the blessing of the Lord is just finances. It's just tangible things, things that I can put my hands on, that God's going to bless me with many things. And it's not just that, but the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. The blessing of the Lord is having God's favor. I want to have God's favor on my life. I want to be on the right side of the fence when it comes to being in a relationship with God. I don't want to be on the right side of the, or on the wrong side of the fence. The blessing of the Lord is having that wisdom from God to know what to do in any given situation. That's a blessing of the Lord. The world doesn't have that. They get themselves, sometimes my English is a little bit crude, you know, the expressions I use, but sometimes we get ourselves in a pickle And we don't know what to do, but the blessing of the Lord is God gives us wisdom even when we get ourselves into an uncomfortable situation. Have you ever backed yourself in a corner on something and you didn't see that coming and then there you are? God can give you that wisdom so you can get out of that corner. But better than that, the blessing of the Lord is the wisdom that God forewarns you and you don't go into a direction that you're going to back yourself into a corner. But the world doesn't have that option. They don't have the favor of the Lord where he gives them that wisdom. Also, the blessing of the Lord that God has upon our lives is his protection. Many of us can give testimonies of the protection of God, of near misses and close calls. And I've been here four and a half years, and so you hear my stories over and over again. But the protection of God, that was a blessing for me and my family back in about 1987, I believe it was, when we were traveling from Texas back to Pennsylvania around Christmas time, and we were on Interstate 10, just past from Texas into the border into Louisiana, up over a bridge, and we had an 18-wheeler strike us from behind, and we were in a Volkswagen Rabbit with a luggage rack on top, with our luggage there, and our little babies, our innocent little babies. Eric was one of them at the time. He was small enough at one time to fit in the back seat of a Volkswagen Rabbit with his two brothers with him. I don't think that would happen. No, I think he'd fill the seat up himself. But that was the blessing of the Lord. We could look at that and say that was the attack of the enemy. The enemy was trying to put a curse upon us, but the blessing of the Lord was there upon us. We survived that incident. That's my testimony. And I'm sure you have your own testimony and situations. Sister Judy's husband, the incident that just happened to him with a wheel. I mean, I've heard this before. I never want it to happen to me. Brother Tim, you used to put a lot of miles on. You used to be a truck driver. And the last thing you want to do when you're driving a vehicle is to see one of your wheels going by you. That's got to be a sick feeling. I can only imagine what that's like. That's what happened to Sister Judy's husband here a week or so ago when he was going to work. All of a sudden, there goes this wheel passing him. The blessing of the Lord, God's protection was there. That she could be without a husband tonight. We could have had a funeral this week. That's a very real possibility. Oh, don't talk like that. I'm talking in reality. But the blessing of the Lord is the protection that was there. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich. He don't add any sorrow therewith. The blessing of the Lord is also comes over into the financial side of things. There is an abundance. There's an abundance, having more than what we need for ourselves. And if that happens in your life, if you have more than what you need of any one thing, share it with somebody else. Don't be like the man in the Bible. He had so much, he didn't know what he was going to do with it. And he was a carnal man. He says, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to tear my barns down and I'm going to build bigger barns. He should have taken what he had and shared it with others. And so that's the blessing of the Lord also. There is an abundance. There is an abundance, and yes, that can be in your finances. You can have more money than you really know what to do with. And you're like, oh yeah, that must be nice. A lot of times we don't have the money that we don't get ourselves into that situation. Now, if you do this, and then God can help you, but I'm talking about we're not wise stewards many times with our money. We foolishly spend our money, and then we want God to somehow bless us. We get these little concepts from Scripture and what some leaders will say in a church, and they sort of mislead us, and they get us to believe in that if we're up against our backs up against the wall in a financial situation, we just need to give a good offering, some money to the Lord, and then the Lord will multiply that and give it back to us. Not necessarily all the time. God can do that, but there's a whole lot involved when it comes to financial situations. Are you at fault for the financial situation that you're in right now? The blessing of the Lord would be God's mercy upon you. The mercy of God is a blessing of the Lord. God can bless you. God can sustain you and help you, even though you might have got yourself into that situation. The talents that we have, the abilities that we have, that's a blessing of the Lord. You can do things I can't do. I can do things that you can't do. That's the blessing of the Lord upon your life. Another blessing of the Lord upon your life is the joy that we have. We just sang the song when the offering was being taken. This joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me, and the world can't take it away. That's a blessing of the Lord. It's not just because I'm a Christian. God owes me that joy. Now, where's my joy? I'm not feeling too joyful. Is this thing really real? Boy, they told me I'd have joy. I don't have it. The joy of the Lord is our strength, but the joy of the Lord is a blessing from God, just to be joyful. Have you ever been joyful and then you stopped and analyzed your situation a little bit? It's happened to me, and I'm sure it's happened to you, and you're thinking, why am I so joyful? I don't have anything to be joyful about in reality because everything's backwards and upside down. Things are a mess in my life. As we talked this morning, the enemy's really coming against me. There's a lot of oppression against me, but yet I have a joy down in my heart. Paul and Silas, they were experiencing the blessing of the Lord when they were in that prison because they had the joy of the Lord down in their hearts and in their souls. Maybe we'll preach on that sometimes because the Bible does talk about it. The joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy of the Lord gives us strength. Amen. Being joyous in all situations. We don't have to be happy about the situation that we're in, but we can have joy. That's the blessing of the Lord, that He gives us joy. Another blessing that we get from the Lord, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, He addeth no sorrow therewith. The freedom that we have. This joy that we have, this freedom that we have, and right along with that goes this peace that we have. We sang about that tonight. That is the blessing of the Lord. It's not just money. It's not just tangible things. It's not just having food in your cupboards. It's not just that your car runs good and never has a problem. All of those things are blessings, but many times we take the blessings of the Lord and we think in terms of money. We need to get our minds away from that and realize that the blessing of the Lord is having His favor. He gives us wisdom. He gives us protection. He gives us abundance, the abilities and the talents that we have. That's a blessing of the Lord. The joy and the freedom that we have, that's a blessing from the Lord. Amen. Well, it'll be with you. Amen. Whatever you put your hand to do, God will bless you. That is scripture, and it's in the Old Testament. Whatever we put our hand to do, there's going to be a blessing. And the Word of God says, He's going to bless us coming in. He's going to bless us going out. He's going to cause men to give unto our bosom. And so before we're going to look in Deuteronomy in a little bit. But before we do that, we're going to look over into Luke chapter 6. I already talked about this a little bit tonight. Luke chapter 6. And let's see what this says about blessing and what it's talking about. And it's not money necessarily that it's talking about if we keep the scripture in context. Luke chapter 6, verse 36 through 42. I said Luke, and then I'm over in Acts. I don't know what's wrong with me. Amen. Luke chapter 6, we're going to read, and we just want to learn this tonight. We want to understand this. Luke chapter 6, verse 36. We're going to start there. Now, we're going to see what Jesus is talking about. Now, in the middle of all this, or what Jesus is talking about, He's talking about judging others. Talking about judging others. In the middle of that, we get this concept, well, if I give money, money's going to be given unto me. Good measure pressed down, shaken together, and running over, God's going to cause men to give unto me. That's the concept we get. That was not what Jesus was talking about. So let's keep the scripture in context. We'll start in verse 36. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. And then here we go. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. And now we're going to, and that's the last verse that I wanted to read there. So we look at that and we think, well, if I give, God's going to bless me. But in essence, in reality, what was God talking about here? What was Jesus talking about? He was talking about mercy and forgiveness. What does He want us to give? He wants us to give mercy, to have mercy, and to give forgiveness to other people. Forgive those that have trespassed against you, and then you'll be forgiven in the same way. Have mercy upon those that come against you. And in essence, in reality, Jesus was teaching them here that He wanted them To have an uncondemning attitude, not to have a condemned. You ever see anybody with a spirit of condemnation? Just a condemning attitude? Nothing's right. Everything's wrong. Everybody has a motive. Whatever somebody does, I know why they did that. They're just always doom and gloom. And man, you just feel so good when you're around those kind of people. No, you don't feel so good when you're around them. You're like, praise God when you can get away from them. But in this teaching here, what Jesus was talking about, he says, be merciful, and your Father will also be merciful. If you are merciful to other people, verse 38 is saying they will be merciful to you. How do you give to them mercy? You give them mercy. You give them good measure. You give and it shall be given unto you. If you are merciful to somebody, mercy is going to come back to you. If you're patient with somebody, somebody's going to show great patience on you. If you forgive somebody, there's going to be a greater forgiveness that comes back on you. That's the principle of God's word. Now, that being said, it doesn't mean that financially verse 38 can't happen, because it's a principle of the scripture. You can't outgive God no matter how hard you try. You give and God will bless you. Amen. We give because we love the Lord. We give because we fear the Lord. And I want the blessing of the Lord upon me. We read Proverbs, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich. And there we go. We just think it's money, money, money all the time. What did Jesus say? Matthew 6, 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these other things, all that money stuff we're worried about, it's going to be taken care of. But we put the money stuff as a priority. People will give to God because they think if I give to God, God's going to bless me financially. If I give to God, God's going to be there for me. He's never going to let me go through a hard time. Show me where that is at in the scripture. God wants us to give because we love him. He wants us to give because we fear him. We have a respect for him. We give to God because we honor him. We give to God because he wants us to give to God when it comes to financial things. But here, having the blessing of the Lord is, if I am merciful to somebody, have you ever needed mercy? Amen. There's a new song that Jason Crabb came out with, and it's a good song, and it's called Good Morning Mercy. Amen. Good morning, mercy. I need God's mercy every morning because of the mess ups and things that I did the day before. Tomorrow morning's a new day. I need mercy that day. That's a blessing from God. That's a blessing from God. Well, that don't help me put money in my pocket. Don't be worried about that. You're seeking God's kingdom first. He's going to add all these other things. It's all going to work out. Amen. All things work together for the glory of God to them that are called according to his purpose. It's all going to work out. But we tend to focus on the here and now and the reality of what I need right now. If you have a shortfall and you're not able to pay one of your utility bills, you're focused on that. You want God's blessing on that. God can bless you so that you're able to take care of that. But what you have to do is seek his kingdom first. Be merciful to other people. Be forgiving to other people. Be helpful to other people. Everywhere you go, you can be like Jesus was. The scripture teaches us that everywhere Jesus went, he was doing good. Just go in this life and just do good. We don't do good just because everything's going good in our life. We do good because that's the Jesus that is in us. And there is a blessing that's going to come with that. Amen. There's many blessings that God has for us. Deuteronomy chapter 28. And if you were over at convention this year, Pastor Miller that shared with us, He had some of these scriptures read. He didn't read them in their entirety. But Deuteronomy chapter 28. Deuteronomy chapter 28. We all want God's blessings. I don't think there's anybody in here that would say, I don't need God's blessing in my life. I'll be okay. I got this figured out, because, boy, there's a lot of people that are not serving God that in the way that we count blessings, we would look at them and think they are blessed. They're not blessed. They're not blessed just because they go out and do what they do and they're successful. We'll say it that way. But there's a difference in being successful and being blessed. But if we want the blessings of God upon us, and here's the key to it, we're going to read these scriptures. We have to be obedient to him. I want God's blessing on me. I want God to bless me. It'd be nice to have more than what I need. It would be nice to have all my vehicles paid off. My house is paid for, so I don't have to worry about that. It would be nice not to have debt to anybody. But if I want God's blessing upon me, if I want to claim these scriptures here that he gave to the Israelites, to the Jewish people in Deuteronomy 28, the number one thing depends upon me. I have to be obedient to God. Thinking of that, any area in your Christian life right now where you're not being obedient to God. There we go again. It's easy to think about finances, so we'll start there. Are you a tither? Are you a giver? That's the principle of the scripture. God wants you to do that. You want his blessing upon you? Then you have to do your part. You have to be obedient to him. And there's many other areas. It's not just in giving. So let's read this. There's a blessing in obedience. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. There's a whole lot packed in that scripture right there. I mean, we could spend the rest of the night. We could be here for a long time, and I'm not planning on doing that. But you read that. It will come to pass if you hearken diligently. Diligently, you're paying attention. You're crossing your T's. You're dotting your I's. You're finding out, God, what is it that you want me to do in this Christian life? But you're hearkening unto the voice of the Lord thy God and observe to do all his commandments which I command thee this day. In other words, you're going to keep what the word of God says. Thy word, O Lord, have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. We're going to get to the blessings in a minute, but he's setting them up. If you want all of these things that we're going to read here, you have to pay attention to what God wants you to do. And it's not enough just to know what God wants you to do. You got to do what God wants you to do. You got to do it yourself. It's a personal walk with God. Some people are more blessed than others. And I can tell you why. Because they're obedient to God. They're doing what God wants them to do. Amen. Don't cut off the blessing from your life. And he says that he would set them on high above all nations of the earth. And then it continues. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou wilt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Somebody's thinking, wait a minute. We're in Deuteronomy, number one, pastor. And that was for the Jewish people, number two. What does that have to do with us today? We are grafted in Jews. I'm not a Jew by blood, but I'm a Jew, we'll say, by spirit. Because the Jewish people rejected this redemption that God offered to them, and we accepted this message of salvation. We accepted the Messiah that the Jewish people are still praying for today. And because we have accepted him, we have rights to these blessings that's talked about in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 28. We have rights to these. We need to claim these things in our life because God looks at you and you're his child. You're his son. You're his daughter. He wants to bless you. And it says these blessings will come on you. They'll overtake you. Here we go again. If thou hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, if you listen to what it is, what God wants you to do, when the Spirit speaks to you, listen to what he's telling you to do. Yeah, but I don't know if it's the Spirit of God. You better get it figured out. And then you want God's blessing on your life? Listen to that still small voice when he speaks to you to go here, go there, do this, do that, call this one. Don't go there. Don't go to that place. Listen to the voice of the Spirit of God. Hearken unto what he's saying. And most of all, what we have, you say, well, God don't speak to me. Man, this Bible that I have here, the print's pretty good size. That's a pretty big book. And there's a lot of things in here. All that's in here is God's way of speaking to me, what he wants me to do. He's speaking to you what he wants you to do. And you hearken diligently. You try your best. You put your best effort into it to be pleasing to God. And you get all those ducks in a row. You get all those ducks in a row and you do it the way God wants. Then the good part starts. Verse 3. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy clime, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Boy, we want all that. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in. Blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall, and we like this part, we want to claim this, but are we hearkening diligently unto God? What I just read, we want to claim, but man, this next part I'm going to read, we definitely want this, and what's that? The Lord shall cause thy enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways. Oh man, I want that in my life, but if I don't hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord, it isn't going to happen. Some people just think, well, I can claim that scripture because it says it. But there's some stipulations, there's requirements that go with that scripture. If that's going to happen in your life, you have to hearken diligently to God. We don't hearken diligently to God, and when things start coming against us, and then we'll grab a scripture like number 7 there and say, God, the enemy's coming in against me, and your word says that you're going to come against them, and they're going to flee 7 ways, and it doesn't happen. And then we think, where's God? What's going on? Maybe you haven't hearkened diligently. Verse 8, I like this. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses. God's going to bless, God's going to command the blessing upon your life. Whatever that means to you, that means a lot to me. God is going to command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses. I want God to command a blessing on my life. And I hope that you want God to command a blessing on your life. And in all that thou settest thy hand unto, he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. You'll be blessed. You're going to the factory, Brother Eric. That machine's going to be blessed, and it's going to run better for you than it does anybody else. I can take this interpretation of that and apply it in that way. God is going to bless us. Everything that you set your hand to do, it's going to be blessed. There's going to be something special about it. Now, when Joseph went down into Egypt and he was taken prisoner down there, he went down there and he was sold as a slave, and he was in the king's house. The king took notice of him, and it happened with the 3 Hebrew children also. The kings begin to notice there's something about these people that everything they do, it just seems to flourish. It seems to be blessed. What is it that they're doing? People will take note of God's blessing in your life. Whatever you put your hand to do, it's going to prosper. It's going to work out good. All that you set your hand to do, it says, you'll bless me in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee a holy people unto himself. I want to be a holy person unto God. And without holiness, the Bible says, no man shall see the Lord. God has a holy people. And oftentimes when I'm praying, my thought works this way. Everybody's thoughts work a little different. And I just pray, God, that we are that holy people set aside for you. Not that we're better than everybody else, but God has a holy people. Are we those holy people that are set aside before God? Because it says at 9, the Lord's going to establish thee a holy people unto himself. I want to be set aside, consecrated unto the Lord, set aside for his work. What? And if all this is going to happen, if, verse 9, there it is again, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways, in all thy ways acknowledge him. Amen. We have to acknowledge God. We have to continually walk in his ways. We can't come into church on Sunday and walk in God's ways on Sunday, and then when we leave here on Sunday night or Sunday morning, for some people, they leave God at the church. Now I'm going out in the world, I'm going to do it my way. No acknowledgement of God. But man, down at that church, they told me God's going to bless me. They go around looking for God's blessing and continue to do things that they very well know by the Holy Spirit that's in them that's not pleasing unto God. And they wonder why life is so sour for them. It's because they're not honoring God the way that they should be. You have to keep the commandments of the Lord. And verse 10, all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. They're going to see, man, that person, they don't look at it this way, but there's something peculiar about that person. They're really blessed. There's something special about them. Whatever they put their hand to do, it prospers. It works for them. Everybody else is having a hard time doing this job, but they can come in and do this job, and there doesn't seem to be any issues whatsoever. They always have the answer and the solutions. Remember what we talked about? The blessing of the Lord maketh rich. The blessing of the Lord is the wisdom of God. There could be issues at work, Brother Tim, that they can't figure it out. The engineers, the ones that have the big education. But the wisdom of God can come upon you, and you can suggest something to them, and they're going to be like, we never thought of that. That's exactly what the problem is. That is the blessing of the Lord. Amen. God wants to bless us that way. The people of the earth are going to take note that there's something special about you. And when you speak, they then are going to begin to listen to what you have to say. In verse 11, and the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, in the fruit of thy ground, in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. Everybody else around you is going to be struggling and have a hard time, but you're going to be blessed. And we're living in an economy now where a lot of people are struggling. But God's children are going to be blessed by God if they're keeping his commandments, if they're walking in his ways, if they're diligently seeking out the will of God in their life. We don't have no worries. God's going to take care of us. People are going to notice, like, wow, what is it about them? The Lord shall open unto thee, verse 12, his good treasure. God's going to open that up unto us, meaning he's going to open unto us his storehouse. Man, I'd like to see the storehouse of the Lord. They got some big centers around the country, Amazon centers. Those places are huge. There's, you order that stuff on Amazon, it's sitting in an Amazon warehouse somewhere. That could be looked at as a storehouse, the warehouse of the Lord. God says he will open unto thee his good treasures. He'll open unto you his storehouse. There's no lack, there's no want in his storehouse. The heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand, and thou shalt lend money, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. We'll be so blessed by God that people will be wanting to borrow money from us. We'll be able to lend money to others. We'll be able to lend things to others because we have an abundance upon us. Because why? We are acknowledging God in our lives. There is a blessing that comes with it. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. Oh, we all like that. Oh, we're having a hard time. God, I know somewhere in the Bible, because I'm not diligently seeking you, God. I'm not even sure where it is. But I heard made mention that in the Bible somewhere, it says that you're going to make me the head and not the tail. Forget about it. It ain't going to work for you. Amen. Unless you're diligently seeking God. You're seeking him with all your heart. Amen. And as that one came to Jesus, he says, you got to seek me with all your body, with all your soul, with all your spirit. And as we talked this morning, as the deer pants after the water broke, God, my soul's panting after you. God, you're all I want. I'm obsessed with you. I can't get enough of you. I love you so much, and I'm getting to know you better every day. Then you will be blessed by God. Then God will make you the head and not the tail. We wait until we're beat down and say, doesn't it say somewhere that God's going to make us the head and not the tail? I'm tired of being the tail. Maybe you're the tail because you're not diligently seeking God. This God thing isn't something you can just, you put them on a shelf and you just pull this off and this off at your convenience when you need it. You need to be full of God every day of your life. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If that, that, and here we go again. This is going to happen if that thou hearken unto the commandment of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them. You got to do what God wants you to do. Don't fight against God. Saul, we studied in Sunday school this morning. Unbeknownst to him, he thought he was doing God's service, but he was fighting against God. Is there some area in your life where you're fighting against God? And then you turn around and there's an area in your life that you're, it's just like there's a curse in that area. The blessing of the Lord definitely isn't there. And I need the blessing of the Lord there. Maybe there's something in your life that God wants you to do, and you're just ignorant to it, like Saul was. He was ignorant to it. He didn't realize he was bringing these troubles upon himself. thought he was doing God's service. We need to be very cognizant of what we're doing in our service to God. But we have to hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God. In the last verse, and thou shalt not go aside from any of these words. In other words, you shall not turn from any of these words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, or to go after other gods and serve them. And you can go back into the New Testament. We could tie this together. We're going to tie this down here tonight and finish up. But what do people do in the last days? They're lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Christian people also, so-called Christian people, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. And they're wondering, where's God's blessing in my life? And then they try these silly things. And there's silly preachers out there that will preach false doctrine and say, you know, seven steps to a sure blessing. Brother Kyle was over to my house many, many years ago. You need to come visit me more often. Man, I know we live in the same town. You need to come and visit me more often. And it was on a Sunday night. And we were listening to something, and there was a gentleman, there was a preacher that was saying, if you send this money to him, and I think it was $30, he is going to send you a blessing rock straight from Israel, and you will be blessed like you've never been blessed before. Everybody wants a blessing. Don't you all want a blessing? I do. I want God to bless me. But I'm not going to send $30 to somebody for them to send me a rock that they say comes from Israel to buy. You can't buy this blessing. The blessing of the Lord in our life comes from obedience to God's word. Be obedient to what God wants you to do. You can't do it any other way. Lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. They have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. But yet they want all the benefits that come with it. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow therewith. I want God's blessing in my life. Sister Bonnie, amen, if you can come down to the piano here tonight. Amen, I don't know if you have thought of a song yet that we could sing, but we want God's blessing in our life. The one that I think of most commonly, but it deals more with Jonah. When God tells you what to do, you better do it. Or like Jonah, you'll find out the hard way. But if there's some kind of a song that's related to blessings, let's everybody stand tonight. Amen. And you search out your own heart. Is God's blessing, God's approval upon your life? Well, I don't know. There's some questionable things. You know, there's areas where I really need help and I need the blessing of the Lord. Examine yourself. Is there something that I am neglecting in God's word, and therefore I am the reason that I'm not blessed? If you're not blessed tonight, you want to know something? It's blood, but you are the reason that you're not blessed. It's not God's fault. It's not the pastor's fault. It's not the church's fault. It's not your wife. It's not your husband. It's not your enemy. If you're not blessed, it's because you are falling short somewhere in your service to God. We need to pick up our feet and do what God wants us to do. Amen. We're going to pray and then we're going to sing a song here. Father, in the name of Jesus, help us tonight, God. Lord, we want your blessing upon our lives, God. Help us to understand what you said to them back in Deuteronomy, God. We have to hearken diligently unto you. We have to follow you. Precepts and laws, God, and what you want in your word. Lord, and more than that, you have given us the Holy Spirit down within us, and he leads and he guides us into all truth, God, so that we can live the life that you want us to live, God. Lord, we need your blessing upon us. Help each one that's here tonight, Lord, God, that they receive the blessing that they need. God, if there's any in here that are suffering tonight, lacking in any area, God, we pray that the windows of heaven will be open unto them. God, that you will pour them out a blessing, Lord, that they can't receive it. Help us this night, God, as we seek you in your name, Jesus. Amen. Come up with a song.